Now, Dave, you've seen, well, look outside, it's raining. What a surprise, wet season. But if you ask Nitso from Weather IQ, we haven't had as much rain this year than we did last year. Nitso, good morning to you. Are you still standing by that statement?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, 100%. But you've had about a month's more worth of rain. So you haven't had as much rain, but you've had almost a month's worth of extra rain days to make it feel like it's been rain. You know that feels like temperature?
Yes.
Where we talk about how the wind and the humidity makes it feel so hot?
Yeah.
You guys are doing that with rainfall. So your feels like you've had a really wet season, but you haven't.
It's very frustrating, yeah. I can tell you now.
Nitso, I can tell you right now that you've confused us.
You really have. That doesn't take much, if I'm honest. Hey, Thursday, we've got an Easter egg hunt in Mackay for our Easter egg dash. Are there going to be showers around the forecast for that day?
Yeah, sure thing. For the next couple of days is going to be, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we are looking at shower activity. It's just a matter of when those showers form. So a lot of the heavier showers are going to form sort of in the afternoon for the Mackay area, and they're going to be sort of around the ranges, and it's just a matter of can we get them off the range, and that'll be a day-by-day proposition. In the morning, there is chances of sort of lighter shower activity. There's going to be some heavier rainfall potentially overnight early in the morning, like offshore, and some of that might nudge the coast. Mm. But so there's a couple of different sort of areas of shower activity that we'll get. So the offshore stuff overnight early in the morning that might go west just enough to nudge the coast. And then there's the afternoon stuff that's going to be on the ranges that might go just enough east to nudge the coast. So that's the stuff that we're looking at for the Mackay with Sundays. Outside of that, we are looking at relatively cloudy conditions for much of the days, and maybe even a little bit of light drizzle outside of all that, you know. So it's a pretty ordinary sort of weather week right across eastern Queensland.
So what you're basically saying in a nutshell is we're going to have a soggy bunny.
For the Easter long weekend.
Yeah.
I used to read magazines when I was a kid that was like that.
Anyway. Oh, Nitso, I love it. Soggy bunny. I'll have to look that one up and see if I can still find a copy of it. The Easter long weekend forecast. Oh, my God. For the forecast for Easter long weekend. So pretty much the same as the next couple of days.
No, that's the good news. That's the good news, guys. So on Friday, we've got a few, same sort of thing as we had Monday to Thursday, but on Friday, we are going to start to see a clearance. And so we'll drop back to just an isolated shower or two associated with big southeasters. That's probably not something the boaties want to hear. But as we go into Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're looking at mostly fine conditions. So don't let any of this rain and in this cloud cover put you off trying to do something on the weekend, because we are looking at a mostly fine weekend. I mean, there's always going to be that isolated shower somewhere, but it shouldn't ruin your day. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, go out and enjoy your weekend. Boaties, unfortunately, I don't have good news for you. So if you're trying to get out on a boat, the reason the clearance is happening is because we've got these big southeasters coming up, and they're going to be around 20 to 30 knots right across the Mackay with Sundays area for Friday, for Saturday. They might drop back to about 20 knots on Sunday, and then they might drop back a little bit more to about 15 knots on Monday. So just be aware that boaties, not good. Maybe you could try and hold your plans back till Monday if you're a boatie.
So not good for fishing, but great for great news for a country fest.
Yes, on the weekend.
Yes, on the weekend. Yeah,
it's a big one. All right,
just be aware it might be soggy though. That's all, because you might have had a fair bit of the soggy bunny. Yeah,
just like your magazine apparently. Oh my God. See, I love how we talk about
rain on the ground. That's all I'm saying.
We talk about weather and it goes completely south. I love it. All the details, Weather IQ, you can find Nitso and the team there. Thank you for the update. Happy Easter to you. Dave and I are away for a couple of weeks after this week, but we'll catch up with you when we return.
Thanks, boys. Happy Easter to you and your listeners.
Thank you, mate. 24 degrees right now in Cremorne, J&A for breakfast.